ఆత్మస్వరూపులారా,
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విదిన్ నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్, ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashant Nilayam, the most happening place on the planet. As I always say, I'm Team Radio Sai's Vishu, and we are now in the middle of April. Today is April 12, 2018. And one cannot not think about Kodaikanal in these times, in these summer months, because it is during this period that amazing leelas used to unfold in Sai Shruti, Bhagwan's abode, in the hill station of Kodaikanal in Tamil Nadu. Anyone who has been part of the Kodai entourage can never ever be not moved when thinking of those moments. Even the devotees who had darshan of Swami in Kodaikanal in the backdrop of those sylvan mountains and the pristine nature, the freshness, the serenity, the beauty, the sublimity. Wow, it was such an unspeakable joy moment. The memory of that just fills you with so much of ecstasy. And when I think of the sessions with Swami inside Sai Shruti, the sessions that the boys and the guests used to have with Bhagwan, starting from 5 in the morning, you can actually see Swami as he steps out of his room first thing in the morning. He's fresh as a rose. You begin your day looking at his beatific, beautiful form. And then, of course, during the day, you have so many moments of interactions, all very, very informal moments with Bhagwan. And often in those moments, Swami would just let his hair down and recall some of his favorite devotees, devotees who have touched him, devotees whom he remembers fondly, devotees whose devotion was of epic nature. And devotees from the epics, from the Puranas, from the Ramayana, from the Mahabharata, as well as devotees who are contemporaries of the Satyasai Avatar. He would recall the Rajmata of Navanagar, the story I mentioned few weeks ago in this program. Swami would fondly also remember Subamma, Ishwaramma Garu, the Raja of Venkatagiri, again someone who has done yeoman service to the Avatar. For 20 years, Swami went to Venkatagiri, 1950 to 1970, and the Venkatagiri entire royal family, along with their attendants and all their resources, came to Prashant Nilayam to celebrate their festivals in the Divine Hamlet. So many such legendary devotees Swami would talk about, and he would also give chance to many senior devotees to speak in these sessions. And on one occasion, Swami asked Mrs. Ratanlal to speak. This was in 1999, and she talked about that amazing story of how Swami manifested the moon for her on one occasion, a miniature of the moon. That's a really out of the world incident, and I will come to this in the future episodes of this program as we are doing the life of Mrs. Ratanlal. There are so many such fantastic moments experienced by her. And in the previous episode of Outside Inside Deep Inside, I told you the story of how she was deeply involved in the inauguration of the Anantapur campus of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Of course, at that point in time, it was not the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. It was just a college. The university came into being in 1981, but Swami inaugurated the Anantapur campus, the Sri Satya Sai College for Women, in 1971, and I told you how the president came for the inauguration and how Mrs. Ratanlal had so many very, very significant roles to play on that occasion, and how at the end of it, even as she learned some very profound lessons of life, she also got cured of her traumatic ulcers. Well, Mrs. Ratanlal was not involved just in the inauguration of Anandpur College, she was part of almost every major event since the late 60s. The world has no idea of her contribution to the Sai mission. And in fact, that is the mark of a silent servitor of the Lord, isn't it? In fact, when the Vrindavan College was inaugurated in July 1969, Mrs. Ratanlal had quite a few daunting tasks to be accomplished. Those were the years when she was new to Swami and she was still on that journey to becoming a perfect servitor. But those were the years when Bhagwan was training her, Bhagwan was giving her responsibilities, Bhagwan was giving her opportunities and giving her those tests and seeing how she is faring them. And she is someone who came out in flying colors in all of these tests. I mean, how many devotees in the current times do you see who came to Bhagwan way back in the 60s and maintained their relationship with Bhagwan all through the years, and they never lost his physical proximity, as well as they went inward and inward and inward and became almost a self-realized soul. So there are very few devotees of that nature, and she belongs to that league of Professor Kasturi, league of Mother Subbamma, league of Mother Ishwarama. So what happened was, Swami had come to Mumbai just a few days prior to the inauguration of the Vrindavan College in July 1969. And, well, this is not the current Vrindavan campus building, what you see now. Then, it was a very simple structure, a very small building with just 5-6 rooms, no concrete roof even. We are talking about 60s. So, in the present, where we find the Kalyana Mandapam erected, where we find the Kalyana Mandapam in the Vrindavan Ashram, that is where the initial college was, next to Tri Vrindavan. So at that point in time, so what got inaugurated was the Sri Satya Sai Arts, Science and Commerce College, and the Chief Minister of Karnataka, Mr. Virendra Patil, was coming for the inauguration. And so just a few days before that, Swami was in Mumbai, and as he was leaving Mumbai, Swami told Mrs. Ratanlal, "I want Sai Gita to be decorated well for the inauguration function of the Vrindavan College." And Sai Gita, as many devotees would know, was Swami's beloved elephant, his pet elephant, and Swami wanted that Sai Gita should look the best on that special day. Well, that is the love Swami had for those who love him with absolute single-minded focus. In fact, they say, even when Bhagwan used to go to the city on those days, Bangalore city, Swami would get something for Sai Gita, a oil or an ornament, something or the other. Because here was one being who only thought about Swami and nothing else. And when you have that kind of a devotion, obviously the ocean of compassion that Swami is cannot but think of you all the time. So this is what the Sai Gita, the saga of Sai Gita is all about. So now, when Swami said that to Mrs. Ratanlal, she wondered how to execute this, because she had no idea of how to get all those different kind of ornate garlands and clothes and that blanket and everything that is needed to decorate an elephant. She had no experience in this, so she asked the Rajmata, and the Rajmata says she also had no idea. And now Mrs. Ratanlal didn't know where to go, and not many days left, just probably 5-6 days left, and she has to get this done. So she was praying, "Swami, please help me. I want to do it, but I don't know how to get it done." And suddenly it occurred to her that in a very popular film of those days, Pukar, she had seen elephant very beautifully decked up in that particular production. And she remembered Mr. Saurabh Modi, who was the producer and the director of that Bollywood production. And she was very well connected with all the high and mighty and the influential people of Mumbai in those days, given her success as a very dynamic businesswoman selling precious stones and clothes for the high net worth individuals. And also because Mr. Ratanlal was a very important member of the Congress party, a very senior leader. So she knew the who's who of Mumbai. So she called Saurabh Modi at 10:30 in the night and said, "Mr. Modi, I saw that elephant that you had in your movie, Pukar. I want that dress of that elephant. And Mr. Modi said, in the middle of the night, where do you want me to go for the dress? I don't keep elephant dresses with me, madam. So all I can do for you is I will give you the address of the man who made it for the movie. So you ask him if he is willing to help you with anything. So the next day, she goes there to that dresser who had done for that movie. And when she goes there, that person, my name, Mr. Magan Lal, he says, madam, I cannot give these dresses to you. If you want, I can lend them to you, but I cannot give it to you permanently. And Mrs. Ratan Lal wanted to bring something for Swami. She wanted to offer it to Bhagwan. How can she borrow? You know, when you offer something to the Lord, that has to be something that is new, that is something that is fresh. You know, vibrations are so important for Bhagwan. So how could she take something which was used for something else and now use it for Swami's elephant? And that too, something that was used for some commercial production. So she begged that person and said, you know, can you make a new set for me? And there were only 4 or 5 days left for the inauguration. And she says, you know, I knew it's very difficult. It takes a long time, but there are a lot of intricate work to be done. So it just cannot be done in a couple of days. But she had nowhere else to go. So she told, can you please do this? And the person says, it's not possible. You know, we cannot do it in such a short time. So please excuse us. And Mrs. Ratan Lal did not give up. You know, given the activist that she is and given the go-getter that she was, she said, you know, you have to do it. This is such an important occasion and I cannot not have this. So you have to do it. For the next 4 days, she used to go every day to that shop and she used to just sit in a corner and she used to just chant, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. I told her, you have to do it. So they started the work and, you know, 1 day passed, 2 days passed, 3 days passed. The work was going on, but there was so much more to be done. The fourth day arrived and she was only getting tensed because it didn't really look like if it was going to happen. And now her prayers become even more fervent. She would, whole day she would be at the shop. She did not want to let Swami down. You know, she knew such an important occasion. The Chief Minister is coming. Swami would be expecting this and it would make Swami happy. But how to make it? You know, you don't want to fail the Lord, but what can you do? So on the fourth day, she just went there and again just started praying and just chanting, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, as the workers were doing the job. And now, when she saw that it looks really improbable that this thing would happen in time, finally that day, she just gave it up. And she gave it completely to Swami and said, Swami, I am doing everything in my capacity. There's nothing else that I can do. Now it is beyond me, Swami. It is only you who have to make it happen. If you wanted to make it happen, but I cannot do because I have tried everything in my capacity and in my command. And so, you know, in that moment of absolute supplication, she left everything to Swami. And when she came on the fifth day, she was so shocked to see that everything was done. It almost like happened like magic. The work was done. Somehow that work had progressed in an amazing manner in one day and everything was done. And Mr. Magan Lal packed everything in 5 big steel trunks and she brought that luggage to the airport. The inspection happened at the airport. There was no problem. They opened all the trunks and they cleared it. And she brought everything to Vrindavan the next day. Swami was so happy to see that the material to dress his Sai Gita had arrived. And now Swami told the caretaker of Sai Gita, there was a young person by name Gopi, now come on, adorn all this on Sai Gita. And Sai Gita in fact was not so used to all those adornments. So she was also a bit protesting and she was not giving her best cooperation because she didn't know about what is going to happen. But soon she got decked up and Swami was so happy to see Sai Gita in that attire. And Mr. Ratan Lal was there guiding gopi how to dress her up, and it was a lot of work. Once it was done, Swami was so happy, Swami was so proud. I mean, that is how the Lord is, isn't it? He does everything, and then He wants you to also at the end give you the happiness that you did it. But actually, it is He who has executed every little thing, and ultimately the joy is yours. And Swami was so happy, and when the procession started the next day, Sai Geeta was there leading the procession from the front, leading regally, royally, majestically. When God gives you a responsibility, He fills you with that ability too. But for us to unlock that reservoir of grace, surrender is a must. We have to surrender. When Ratanla Lama said, Swami, I cannot do any more on my own, now you have to take over, that is when miracles began to unfold. You know, all the vighnas, all the obstacles will just melt away once you take sharan, once you offer yourself at His feet. And that is the reason why Swami says, you have to cultivate that sense of leaving everything to Him. Because once that happens, we will see how all the obstacles, all the vighnas just disappear, and we become a beautiful servitor, a beautiful instrument in His hands.
Sharanam, Sharanam, Pahi Gajanam. Good night.
In fact, there is another incident concerning the same event, the inauguration of the Brindavan College. Even as the Sai Gita decoration tension was there, Swami added some more excitement to that whole process of the inauguration when suddenly in the previous night at 10:30 or 11, Mr. Rama Brahmam, the caretaker of the Brindavan Ashram, comes to Mrs. Ratanlal and says, "Amma, Swami wants a library to be set up." And now Mrs. Ratanlal says, "A library? Like it was a bolt from the blue. Where do you set up a library suddenly in the middle of the night? How do you create a library just out of nowhere?" And she said, you know, she wants more clarity how it has to be done. Where do you get the material to make this library? And Mr. Ram Brahmam says, "I don't know." This is what Swami said. Mr. Ram Brahmam was a very innocent person. He was an uneducated, a rustic person from the village, but he had great love for Swami and great commitment, great loyalty, and Swami also had great trust in Mr. Rama Brahmam. But Mrs. Ratanlal needed more clarity. So she asked, "Is there any boy there with Bhagwan, serving Bhagwan?" And so she calls that boy and she wants to know more about what Swami wants, how to get it done. And the boy says, "Swami wants that, you know, we have to have a good collection of books. So there is that room. I was telling you, it's about that college, which was basically a shed which was divided into 5 or 6 rooms. And so Swami wanted that one of the rooms should be a library. And where do you get the books?" Now what had happened was, just a month before, when Swami was in Mumbai, Swami had visited Mr. Ratanlal's home. And there Swami had seen a good collection of books. Books on Plato, Socrates, and books on philosophy. And Swami asked Mr. Ratanlal, "What do you do with these books?" Mr. Ratanlal was an avid reader of philosophy in his younger days, and now he was not reading those books. So Swami asked, "Are you reading these books now?" And she said, "No, Swami, I used to read them." Swami said, "Why are you just keeping them here? You send them all to Vrindavan." And so all these books were packed and sent to Vrindavan. And so they were with Swami, these packs of books. And now Swami says, "Take all those books and you arrange them neatly." So all these books then were taken out of the carton boxes, and Swami wanted that these books should be used and a library should be done overnight. And so now that there was some clarity about what to do, how to do, and Mrs. Ratanlal now started with her work, but it was already like 11:30, 12 in the night, and they had to do so many other things. The college building had to be decked up. The different classrooms also had to be arranged. And now Swami wanted a library. So they had to decorate the library also. Now first thing is, you need flowers. Now she was very good with flowers. And Vrindavan had a lot of flowers in those days. A lot of gardens around. So she, along with another young girl, they took scissors and they went and got all these bougainvillea flowers and little flowers with stems and all that. So till 12:30, 1 in the night, they were collecting flowers, and then they collected paper, they collected ink and scissors, and they have to label the books, they have to arrange the books. So that was one huge task to be done just at the 11th hour. So the whole night went in arranging the books and making it look like, you know, it's a rich library of very, very prestigious books, because the CM, the chief minister, was coming the next day. So they worked whole night and it really came out very beautifully. When Swami came the next morning, it was looking really rich. Because, you know, whenever Mrs. Ratanlal did anything for Bhagwan, she had a great sense of taste and she was a resourceful person. She knew how to get things done and she always did it with that same level of perfection and same level of commitment. I'm doing it for Swami and it has to be the best. That was her thought process all the time. And when you have that kind of a mindset, you know, the whole universe works for you. The whole universe arranges its resources for you. So that is how, you know, Mrs. Ratanlal, along with help from the Rani of Kutch, who was a relative of the Rajmata and who was also there, so they all worked that whole night. And that college building was ready early in the morning, and by the time Bhagwan arrived at 6:30, everything was spick and span, and the library looked a impressive collection of elevating volumes, and they had also arranged the classes. The whole building was done up, and the chief minister arrived, Mr. Virendra Patil, and Sai Geeta was there leading the procession, and the library was done. The college building was waiting for the Lord to start on that important milestone in the education mission of Bhagwan, the saga of transformation through value education. And Mrs. Ratanlal once again had played a vital role. Again, the Lord had tested her faith and her tenacity. Swami could have asked her to do the work much before. Swami could have asked maybe someone else to do it. Maybe Swami could have given her a band of boys to work. But no. Swami wanted to check, is this person depending on herself to do the work that I assign, or is she depending on me to work through her? Just how the Sai Geeta dresses came about miraculously, the college also got dressed up mysteriously. Even as Mrs. Ratanlal was being shaped by the Lord so beautifully. So this happened in July 1969. And in the December of that same year, Mrs. Ratanlal was witness to another spellbinding miracle, something she had never witnessed before, which left her absolutely stupefied, thrilled, and transported to another heaven. So what happened was, in the month of December, one day she gets a call from Mrs. Atal. Now Mrs. Atal, if you remember the first episode, when I started talking about Mrs. Ratanlal, I had told you that it was this family, Mr. and Mrs. Atal, who had first brought Mrs. Ratanlal to Bhagwan, who had informed her that Swami is in Mumbai and we should go for his darshan. So now that same person, Mrs. Atal, calls Mrs. Ratanlal and says that tomorrow is Vaikuntha Ekadashi, and Swami is going to materialize Amrit. And the moment Mrs. Ratanlal heard that, you know, it was perhaps about 12 or 12:30 during the day, and she called up her husband, who was at that point in time in Nagpur, and she said, you know what, I am leaving tomorrow to Vrindavan. I want to be with Swami. It is Vaikuntha Ekadashi. And she says that whenever it came to going to Bhagwan's darshan, between her and her husband, there was absolutely no hesitation. Both of them could go at any time to Prashantanilayam or to Vrindavan for Swami. Both of them needed just information to each other, not permission. That is how it was with them. No questions are asked if you are going to see Swami. And so, to the next morning, her flight was at 8 o'clock, and she took the flight at 10 o'clock. She landed in Bangalore. Just to give you a background, you know, in those days, on Vaikuntha Ekadashi day, Swami used to materialize Amrit. This was a practice for quite a few years then. We are talking about 50s and 60s. So all the devotees used to gather, because Swami used to manifest this Amrit and put it personally in devotees' mouths. So that was one event which no devotee in those days wanted to miss. And Mrs. Ratanlal was new to all this. Mrs. Atal knew about everything, and so when she informed, she wanted to be there. So she lands in Bangalore at 10 o'clock in the morning, and as usual, she used to always book a room in the Western Hotel in the city, and she would generally go to the city and she would freshen up in her hotel room and wash and change and then go to Vrindavan. So that is what she had planned to do that day too. And when she came out of the airport and she was about to go to the hotel, and suddenly, to her surprise, she sees Sarjuma in the airport. Now, Sarjuma was a devotee of those years. There were three sisters, Sarjuma, Lily and Ranima. In fact, we have had a series of Ranima's experiences on the Radio Sai website. They were all three sincere spiritual seekers and Swami loved them so much. And they were very blessed to be personally guided by Bhagwan in their spiritual path. So all these were contemporary devotees, Sarjuma, Mrs. Ratanlal, Kamala Sarathi, Ranima and so on. And so Mrs. Ratanlal is surprised to see Sarjuma in the airport and she says, "How come you are here?" And she says, "Madam, I have come to receive you and take you to Vrindavan." And Mrs. Ratanlal says, "But I didn't inform Swami. I haven't told anyone that I am coming." She says, "I don't know about all that. This is the instruction from Swami. What has happened between you and Swami, that I have got nothing to do with. The car is here. I have to take you to Vrindavan." And so she brings Mrs. Ratanlal to Vrindavan, and Swami was to distribute Amrit in the evening. So this was lunchtime, and suddenly Swami calls Mrs. Ratanlal to the dining room and during noon, and Swami says, "Get that bucket." So she brings the bucket, and then Swami puts two bottles of orange squash into that bucket, and then Swami covers it up, and Swami says, "Now add water into that orange squash." So now you have a bucket full of orange squash. And in the evening, Swami says, "Take it to the Sai Ram shed." You know, in those days you had the Sai Ram shed where Bhagwan used to give darshan. There was a very beautiful statue of Krishna there. So in the evening, when Swami asked Mr. Ratanlal to take this bucket and go to the Sai Ram shed and where Swami would be giving darshan, and she thought, "Oh my God, so is this the Amrit that Swami is going to give everyone, you know, just orange squash?" So he says, "Okay, anyway, let's see what's going to happen." So in the meanwhile, what had also happened was, there were seven girls who had come from Anandamayima Ashram. Now, Anandamayima is a spiritual teacher, originally from Bengal, and she was considered a very, very enlightened soul. And so there were these seven sisters who were on the spiritual path, and one of these girls was the daughter of the governor of Karnataka in those days, one Mr. Phatak. So because the governor's daughter was a follower of Anandamayima, all these other seven girls also were staying in the Raj Bhavan. They had the contact, so all of them had come that evening. And because it was the Ekadashi day, they were all fasting because, you know, they had their rules and regulations about their Guruji, their Guruma, whatever. And so they were not eating anything that day. And they had come and they were to return the same day back to the Raj Bhavan. So when Swami saw these girls in the evening, Swami went and Swami gave them fruits to eat. And these girls immediately refused. And when Mrs. Ratanlal saw that, she was alarmed. She said, after Swami left, she went to them and said, "What did you do? Do you even have any idea about what have you done? Swami himself was giving you prasadam and you refused. You refused God. He was so lovingly giving you prasadam. How can you refuse God?" And those girls who didn't understand all this, and you know, she said, "Oh, but we are not supposed to eat today, you know, we have our Guruji," and so on. And Mrs. Ratanlal said, "I don't know, it is just unfortunate, anyway you do what you want, your wish. So now it's time for Swami to go out." And in those days, you know, there were a few steps to the stage, and there were about five or six steps. And when Bhagwan went to the shed, so Swami had asked that all these governor and his party can sit in the steps. There were the chief secretary and his wife and two other important people. Swami said, "All of you sit in the steps." So Bhagwan came, and so there was a curtain behind the stage, so all these people were sitting in the front and the bhajans were going on. So when Swami came out, the bhajans were now going in full speed. And then Swami asked Mr. Ratanlal to bring that bucket. And so when she brings that bucket, Swami takes that bucket and he completely empties it. And Mrs. Ratanlal says, Swami, why are you doing this? We just filled two bottles of orange squash, okay? Now, oh, the orange squash also is gone. We could have at least drunk the orange squash properly. What is this, Swami? And she was completely bewildered. You know, the maya that the Lord puts the devotees in, we can never ever understand him or his acts or his miracles or what he's trying to do with our mind all that time. So the bhajans were going on now. And now Swami takes that empty bucket. And so that bucket is there. And now Swami, just in front of everyone, he just cups his palms. He cups both his palms and he just places it in front of that bucket. And in front of everyone's eyes, they can see that Amrit starts flowing from Bhagwan's palm. And Mrs. Ratanlal says, oh my God, it was like Ganga flowing from Bhagwan's hands. It was just a seamless flow. And what fragrance, what speed. The bhajans were going on with full gusto. And you can imagine the euphoria when you see that from Swami's hands, it is just flowing and flowing and flowing. And soon that bucket was half full with this heavenly aroma of the Amrit. And suddenly, then it stopped. And you know, so they were trying to give Swami a towel or something to wipe, but Swami just clapped. He just clapped his hands and that's it. His hands became dry. And then, so the Amrit was now there. Now it has to be distributed. What did Swami do? Just from the air, he just picked one gold cup. It just came into his hand. And the next moment, again from the air, he just plucked out of thin air a gold spoon. And now Swami takes that gold cup and the gold spoon and he pours the Amrit into that cup and he takes the spoon and he personally serves the Amrit to every devotee present. So every devotee there would open the mouth and Swami would place one or two spoons, full spoonfuls of Amrit into everyone's mouth. So first he did it with the VIPs. There was Mrs. Venkat Muni, Kamala Sarathi, Sushila Ma. There are so many earlier devotees. So Swami served all of them. When Swami came to Mrs. Ratanlal, Swami put one spoonful and Mrs. Ratanlal doesn't close her mouth. Swami puts one more and still she keeps her mouth wide open. Swami puts one more and she still, Swami says, hey, enough. Because, you know, she didn't want to miss the chance. She says, it was so fantastic. God is blessing you with Amrit. Do you want to take as much as you can? But Swami says, hey, that's enough. And so Swami moves on. And that's how Swami gives to everyone present. You know, the lucky devotees who were there, we are talking about the 60s. So they were all blessed with this heavenly Amrit from the divine hands of the Lord. And now the interesting thing that happened was, Swami gave everyone in the crowd, but he did not give these seven disciples, these brahmacharinis of Ananda Mahima. They never got. And Swami wouldn't give it to them. You know, earlier when Swami himself was giving them fruit, these people, they refused Swami. You know, only a fool will refuse God. When God was personally showering grace, if you disrespect God and His grace, undoubtedly, you will fall from grace. If you insult man, God can forgive you. But if you insult God, who can forgive you? Only your repentance can save you. So, Swami didn't give these seven brahmacharinis. And so the bhajans were going on. And now it was time for the governor to leave. So all these people came inside the curtain. And Swami still outside. And now all these seven girls, they started pleading with Mrs. Ratan Lal and, you know, with Sarjuma and Kamala Sarathi and all these devotees. Says, please, please, please do something. You know, we didn't get this Amrit. Please do something for us. And Mrs. Ratan Lal says, what can I do? You know, when Swami was giving you like fools, you refused. You know, when God gives, if you don't recognize and you are callous about it, then obviously your life is going to go down the hill. So Mr. Ratan Lal says, I don't know what I can do. Swami is outside. And so she somehow tried to see through the curtain, you know, part the curtain a little bit, and she was trying to get Swami's attention, and you know, because it was also time for the governor to leave, and she was trying to tell Swami to come. And so Swami saw her, and Swami did come inside. And when Swami came inside, and Mr. Ratan Lal said, Swami, you did not give Amrit to these girls, you know, Swami, they are all crying, Swami. So please do something, please do something. And you know, these girls were there, and Swami told, when I was giving them, they refused. When I tried to give them prasad, these girls refused. What do I do? If you don't value God in your life, you will be devalued all your life. Swami says, I will not give Amrit. Why should I give Amrit? They don't have value. I will not give Amrit. And now Mr. Ratan Lal started pleading, Swami, please, Swami. Swami, they are human, Swami. They made a mistake, Swami, to err is human. Please, Swami. Swami said no. And Swami went back to the stage. And now all these girls who saw all this, you know, they started howling and crying. It is such an important day, and how could, we didn't know, and it was Ekadashi, we don't eat food that day, and this, we had done this, it's our mistake, what can we do? And they started again pestering Mr. Ratan Lal, please do something, you know, please pray for us, please Swami, how can we go without taking the Amrit everyone has got and all that. And again Mrs. Ratan Lal was trying to part the curtain and plead with Swami, and Swami came again. And again she said, Swami, please Swami, you are God, Swami, you have got all the compassion, Swami. Swami, if you don't help humanity, who will help, Swami? Please, Swami, give it to them. And Swami said, no, when I was giving them, they were not bothered. So Swami went back. And again Mrs. Ratan Lal and all these girls were completely distraught, and they didn't know what to do. And Mrs. Ratan Lal knew all these people personally, and they are all governor's party. She wanted that they should go back happy, but here Swami is not willing to relent, and she didn't know what to do. Again she prayed, and again Swami came. I mean, look at the compassion of the Lord. Swami came again, and now Mr. Ratan Lal just fell at Bhagwan's feet and said, Swami, please Swami. I mean, they are so sad, Swami. They are repenting for their mistakes, Swami. You should bless them, Swami. Please, Swami. Swami says, okay. Acha, okay. And then Swami gives her that bucket where the leftover Amrit was there. And Swami told, you keep it. And Swami says, mind you, if you take even one spoon out of this Amrit. She said, no, Swami, I will not. So she kept that bucket with her. And after a while, Swami came, and then Swami personally then gave to all of them the Amrit after they repented, and after Mrs. Ratan Lal prayed and pleaded. You know, it was just her prayers and of course their admission of their gross sin of disrespecting the Lord. So finally they were blessed. And so they left. After that, the function, the Sushilamma, Kamala Sarathi and all these devotees, they were all in that one room. And, you know, they were just thinking about that day. And Mrs. Ratan Lal had that bucket. So one of them got the idea, said, Mrs. Ratan Lal, can't we do something? You know what? There are so many other people who could not come. You know, why don't we pour this Amrit into some bottles and take it for our family? So somebody wants to take it for their husband, somebody wants to take it for their children, and so on. And now where to get bottles? You know, because nobody had got any luggage. They all had come for one day trip to Vrindavan. So they said, you know, Mr. Ratan Lal, you have to do something. You know, you find something so that we know we can take this Amrit. There is some Amrits in the bucket. And so what to do? So Mr. Ratan Lal now takes all her tiny, tiny bottles, you know, her powder bottle, her cream bottle and everything, all imported stuff. So she empties all that and she cleans them with proper soap and everything. And now they said, okay, fine, let us, you know, take this Amrit in these bottles. So she did that. And in those days, sometimes Swami would step into Mrs. Ratanlal's home. You know, it was just next to next to Swami's residence. Swami himself had built her cottage. That's another story. So Swami would many times before darshan step into her room, and Swami, she had a dressing room, and Swami used to use that dressing room. Swami would see and Swami would ask her, if my dress all right, is my hair all right, you know. And so that day suddenly Swami came there, and Swami saw that on the dressing table there are these four bottles. And she asked Mr. Ratanlal, what are these bottles? And she said, you know, Swami, we are all going back, and you know, we thought, why don't we take some Amrit for our families also? And the moment Swami heard that, Swami said, why? They have all not come. Why should you take for them? I will not give it for them. Why should I give them? You know, when it comes to God's grace, there is no intermediary for God's grace. If you want grace, you have to work for it. God's connect with every devotee, as Swami says, is direct. It is heart to heart. His grace is direct. It is heart to heart. Just like no one can eat for another person, no one can collect grace for another person. I remember in those days also, whenever Swami used to give any gifts for students, and if a student was not there for any reason, that's it. Swami would never, like if you say, Swami, I will take it for this boy, that boy. Swami would say, no, no recommendation. When it comes to God, at that point in time, if you are there, means you are meant to be there. So you get it. If for whatever reason you are not there, then that's it. Maybe that was a moment that was not destined for you. Every soul's journey is unique. Every soul's journey is separate. And it is significant because God is crafting every journey of every soul. God is creating situations for the growth of every soul. So Swami said, no, you can't take it for them. And Mrs. Ratanlal said, Swami, they are all your devotees, Swami. What is wrong, Swami? Why can't you give them also, Swami? And she started pleading with Swami. Swami, they could not come, Swami. They also wanted to come, Swami. You are an ocean of compassion, Swami. Please, Swami, give. And Swami said, no. For 1 hour, she was trying to plead and beg Swami. And Swami said, no. And then Swami took these bottles and Swami poured the Amrit. Swami said, no. And now, you know, she said, okay. And then, but there was still little more Amrit left on that bucket. And she said, Swami, okay, why don't you give us little more to drink? You know, there's still some Amrit left. At least we, all of us, can drink little more. And then when she said that, you know what Swami did? Swami went to that bucket and Swami just touched that bucket. And Mrs. Ratanlal says, in that instant, all the Amrit simply disappeared. It was as if that bucket is spick and span. And you know, there is no trace. The Amrit is a little bit like honey. You know, it is sweet and it's aromatic and it is sticky and everything. But it was completely washed, dried, and that's how it was. That bucket. It was all clean. Mrs. Ratanlal says, that is what is Swami. If he wants, at his will, he can materialize anything. And at his will, he can dematerialize anything at any point in time. I mean, we have seen so many occasions. I remember in Kodaikanal when Swami would show his hand and Swami ask, what is there in this? What is there? What is there? And you know, you can't actually physically see anything. And Swami would say, This is everything. In nothing, there is everything. And everything that we see around us is actually nothing. But the nothing that is there in his hand, that is everything. In fact, so many occasions, Swami would say, I can convert the earth into sky and the sky into earth. Swami would even jokingly ask a boy, I can convert a boy into girl and a girl into boy. Swami would ask a boy, you want to volunteer? Can I change you? I mean, that was what Bhagwan truly is. And there were those moments when he parted that veil of who that Parabrahma Swarupa is. You know, I was telling you in the beginning of the session how Swami once created the moon for Ratanlal Amma. And, you know, he's the one who has created, especially in the months of April and May in Kodaikanal, Swami would every day be on a creation spree and he would create how Rama looked, how Sita looked, the Rama's ring, Sita's Kaustubha Mani, the jewel that Ravana wore, you know, so many, the scriptures would come alive with the different beautiful creations. I remember a huge pendant that once Swami created, and Swami said, this is how Rama looked just the night before the coronation, you know, when the change happened and he had to go to the forest. So he is the one who can create and decreate anything at his will. Swami says, we are all Amritasya Putraha. You know, we are all sons of immortality. So he is the one who can create and recreate any of us, any point in time, in any which manner he wants. And that is how what was happening now is Swami was recreating Mrs. Ratanlal through all these different experiences that Swami is giving her. This is just the third or fourth year of she knowing Bhagwan, but every moment, every time she was in Vrindavan, in Puttaparthi, in Bhagwan's presence, she was getting to know in whose presence she was actually living. And it is this conviction that built up in her stronger and stronger. And in the times to come, I told you in the previous episode how she started becoming the personal servitor of Bhagwan. She started looking after Swami just like Mother Ishwaramma was looking after Bhagwan. So all these training process was going on. I remember in the last moments of Mother Ishwaramma, she has the vision of Swami as Rama. And here Swami was giving all those kind of experiences to Mr. Ratanlal so that her soul is cultured, so that her soul is refined, so that her soul slowly starts that process, as I always mention, the process of I am, the light is in me, I am in the light, and then you become finally I am the light. So slowly that process was going on. Bhagwan entered into her life, that's how the light entered into her. And then these moments of spending time with Bhagwan when she was in God's light was happening, and slowly refining her being, slowly emptying her being, so that that feeling of doership goes, so that slowly and quickly she becomes a servitor of Bhagwan. And because that happened in just 1 or 2 years, in 71 itself, she started cooking for Bhagwan. So these were those very, very formative and very, very significant years in the life of Mrs. Ratanlal. And as we listen to these and as we analyze this, we know that in all of our lives, there were those moments of revelation. And if only we can always ruminate on those moments, you know, we will be able to recharge ourselves and experience that grace that the Lord is continuously giving us, so that we don't miss the chance of the grace that Swami is continuously showering. Because if you miss it, you lose it. And the Lord is not willing to continuously give you if you don't respect what He's giving. So let us pray that we recognize the grace that is coming to us from Him, and we are in a state of mind to collect it, preserve it, and make the best of it for our growth on the spiritual path. I will leave you with that bhajan which talks about this glory of the Lord, the glory of the Maker, the glory of the Lord, who at His will can materialize the creation or dematerialize the creation, and everything is just His play. Thank you so much. Sarah.
Brahmanda Nayaka Baba Paripuri Shara Baba. चांदर सूरज तुमने बनाए, दरिया सागर तुमने बनाए, नदिया सागर तुमने बनाए, तुमने बनाए ब्रह्मांड नायका बाबा परिपुरेश्वर बाबा, चांदर सूरज तुमने बनाए, नदिया सागर तुमने बनाए, नदिया सागर तुमने बनाए, अयोध्या नगरी तुमने बनाई, द्वारक नगरी तुमने बसाई, शिरडी धरती तुमने बनाए, ब्रह्मांड नायका बाबा परिपुरेश्वर
Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai.